Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's get right to it. We've got folks who've been on hold, and we're also talking to folks who have dealt with concussions, and that would include Mike in Springville. Mike, you're on WGR. Thanks for holding on. Go right ahead.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure. Thanks for calling.
I had a concussion. It happened the beginning of March of 2021. I hit my head at work, and I was down for 5 months. I had to walk. For a while, I was walking with two canes. Then one cane, my dad would come pick me up, take me for a walk. I'd walk like maybe barely a lap. Then I'd be gassed for the day. I was going to UB medical thing, and then I was going to physical therapy. It's a rough thing. I came out of it almost 5 months later. It was the first time where I didn't have headaches every day. I was able to walk normal. I went back to work. But even then, I, like 3-4 months later, I still had problems. I probably went back to work early, but I couldn't sit around anymore once I started coming out what I call the fog. I don't know why. I mean, it, to me, when last Sunday when Tua hit his head and had that injury last Sunday against the Bills, I knew right off the bat he had a concussion, and he might not have realized it at the time because it kind of sometimes the effects take a little bit to hit you before you know how severe they are. But he shouldn't have been allowed to play the rest of that game. He should have been properly examined. I don't care if he set his back or they set his back, whatever. They should have looked at his head because he bounced his head off the floor, the ground.
Yeah.
The other thing is this. My wife came and picked me up from work. That day I hit my head, I was on the ground in the dark for a while. She got there, picked me up. She had to wait for my release to come in because I was a manager of a restaurant. When he got there, she took me to the hospital. Yeah, they told me I had a concussion, but they sent me home that day. So if they don't really, you know, from what I've seen, the other concussions in the past and all that, they don't keep you there for overnight or anything. So just because they sent him home on and he got to fly home with the team,
yeah,
doesn't mean that kid's okay. You know, he could have lingering problems for a while, and I hope he doesn't because I like the kid. I was a big Alabama fan, and he's a damn good quarterback, and I would hate to see him go through, even though he's a Dolphin, unfortunately, I'd hate to see him go through any of that stuff you get, you know?
Sure, you wouldn't wish that on anybody, right?
No, I wouldn't. I mean, my biggest fear now, because I've had a few of them in my time, I worry about CTE when I get older.
Yep.
So I just hope he's all right. That's all.
All right, Mike. Thank you, Mike. Hope you're okay, too. Thank you very much for sharing your story. All right, we got a break. So we got lines open, too. If you want to get in, 803-0550. If you're on hold, hang on. Sal's going to be up next. We're working your calls as well. Football Friday on WGR presented by Topps Markets. Rush to the Topps Red Zone for winning savings and by Svetka, an official sponsor of the Buffalo Bills.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.